Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it not a good morning?
It is a good morning. It was not such a good morning for 2 days, but hey, one page. I'm getting better at honing in. I feel good, actually. Elias, I am so grateful that I created a way to connect with you. I'm just patting myself on the damn back this morning. Okay, just wanted to say that. Okay, the last 2 days, especially yesterday, Thursday, after a really pretty good week of making some very good discoveries, I'm not going to say backslid, I'm going to say I hit a new layer. That's how we, in the parlance. And I felt threatened, anxious, and unmotivated, and just plain sad. And it was about a day and a half, Wednesday and Thursday, and I ate too much and discounted myself for that and felt really bad. All these things sort of dovetailed together, and I, rather than oppose myself and feel bad because I wasn't doing my appreciation stuff, I just let it flow. I didn't edit. Thank you. I didn't edit my book. I couldn't. I corrected one typo yesterday. I read Harry Potter and I watched Deep Space Nine when I got home and really just let myself feel what I was feeling rather than I felt the guilt. I felt like I should. And then I went, I don't want to. Fuck you. And so I didn't. But this morning I woke up with the same sort of stuff and I went, you know, I really don't like this. And this is, it's good. I acknowledge myself for flowing with the flow. I was standing in front of my dresser. I have this old imitation French, pretty vintage box. And I saw the word N-O period. All right. Elias and Twink. Me. Here we are. No. And I took out my Deep Space Nine Star Trek phaser and started shooting no's at all the various things that were cropping up in my head. John used to call it shooting ducks. I shot ducks. And then the whole cloud lifted, began to lift, and I went about my, thank God, my normal routine. And I sat down in front of 4 pages of really too much information and got it organized for us and patted myself on the back. And my bottom line to it is, my idea of it is, I'm getting better at flowing with the dark feelings and not opposing them by trying to make myself happy and empowered or appreciative. I dropped feeling a failure and let myself feel what I feel. Warts, lack, shame, discounting, and all of it. And so, thanks. I guess you could call me a human. And I'm pretty proud of myself for that. Now for the good news. You ready? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me. Oh, I love you. Okay. Okay. This morning, this very morning of this morning, I made excellent progress on updating the preface to my book. When we last spoke, just 8 short days ago, which seems like maybe 5 lifetimes, I had this inspiration, as you know, to maybe start. I think what I did is I tapped into a probability of me doing a little bit more traveling, maybe speaking engagements, maybe not a TED Talk exactly, but coming into my own with my take on the information. And you were encouraging, and you said, take action and do some research, which I immediately flinched when you said that, but I did it and realized in pretty short order that I was putting the cart before the horse. I went, what are you going to talk about? Your book? Hello, it's time to revisit the book and begin to implement, to make those typos you've been typing, I've been marking the book for months, little things I wanted to change. So I went, oh, right, I need a book. So I went back and wrote the Kindle people and asked them how to resubmit the whole book, and I got a little note back, and I know how to do it. So I'm in the process, long story short, of sussing out my book, because that seems to me to be the first step.
Excellent.
Thank you. And I was so inspired by it. I have my own take on your information, my own experience with your information. Definitely. I'm not Pollyanna. And this last phase of dealing with my warts and all, I say in the preface, I'm not Pollyanna, but I've come, but I acknowledge, but I still have dark days. I still get depressed. I still am me. But I also have more empowering skills than I've ever had. Yes. And I'm just being real. And I want my genuineness to, I want it to shine through. And that's going to be, yes, shaking your head. I do. Okay, so anyway, it's a deadlift at first because it's, you know, I haven't done anything with it. But it's not so much right now. I'm feeling more inspired to keep going. Thank you. Okay, that's one thing. I told Adam pulled us all individually aside to give us a pep talk about why we're not getting raises or bonuses, but to thank us and to give us little on-course corrections. Anyway, and I said to him, good, because I just want you to know that when the company gets back on its feet, and I have every confidence that it will, I'm going to be asking you for a significant raise. Not a cost of living raise, a real raise, to honor what I do around here. He goes, you're the spiritual glue. I said, to you, I'm the spiritual glue because you're a Buddhist. To me, I am your connection. I connect with every single person in this building and make stuff happen. And you're going to pay me for that, Adam. Congratulations. Then I went into Katie's office and said, I want you to know he talked to me. We had a talk. I told him that I want... My way of dealing with the raise with her was to tell her that I told him I wanted a raise. Because I knew... She immediately said, that's not going to happen for a while. I go, whenever it happens, Katie, it's going to happen. I'm going to get the raise I want. That's what I told Adam. And in my head, I was saying, and that's what I'm telling you. So, you know, it wasn't exactly direct, but it was a step. And it changed something inside of me. And it kind of changed something inside of her, I think. I don't know if it did or not. I don't think I care. But it made me feel more confident.
Excellent.
Thank you. Okay. I'm getting more clarity on... my relationship with her. And that is...
How so?
Well, I think she has... I want to say this because I am planning on releasing this session. I want to say this... Whatever. I think she has stuff from her youngerhood that plays a part in her own associations. And that makes her be very controlling, very in and out of being demanding and a bully. And I think she's also used to people just not liking her because she is like that and she knows she's demanding. And I think I saw a vulnerable side of her. And when I saw that, I opened my heart more to her is the only way I can say it. And she instantly responded in energy. And I discovered that she picked my name out of the hat for Secret Santa for our Christmas party. She got me a lovely gift. I realized that in a way she relies on my love for her. Not relies. She appreciates my love for her. She's also herself, and she also has her stuff, and she also can turn on a dime, and I never know what's going to come out of her mouth. But I feel like I am not 100%, but less threatened by her. Now, the threat part happened yesterday again. but I know what it is this time. I just want to know before I... Okay, anyway, the threat part has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with the association of threat from Marilyn, Michael, and Katie, because they were associated with things I valued the most. And I became afraid that if I didn't, that they were the things, not the things I valued. It wasn't them. It was never them. And, you know, this is not new news. You and I haven't really quite maybe formulated it like this, but it is becoming very apparent to me that it's not them. And that's a great, great step of freedom for me.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Definitely.
So you know, you talk about taking people out of the equation. That's a mental exercise unless you understand why you're taking people out of the equation.
Yes.
And I think that many, 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 many of us are coming to the end of mental exercises and moving into, how do I make this work? I need to see this. I need to experience this. And I need to address to the pieces that are blocking my view or blindsiding me. I think I took a really good chunk out of it this last week.
I would agree.
Thank you. I mean, I was so grumpy yesterday, I thought, ugh. But I let myself be grumpy. Anyway, yeah, so anyway, I'm dissipating it. And maybe, you know, I have grumpy days there, but I don't care as much because I have a new foundation. I feel like I have a new foundation. And I don't know what's going to happen there. I just feel like I'm not afraid. And I wish I could say I feel like I have enough. Most days I do. Maybe not yesterday, but...
That is coming.
That I feel like I have enough.
You are in the midst of that, and you are, in a manner of speaking, well on your way.
Well.
I would say to you that addressing to these pieces, which some of these associations have been
lifelong,
considerable,
yeah,
and therefore very impactful,
right?
But seeing them, being aware of them, is the most significant piece,
I think.
In that it begins to change and resolve itself naturally.
Isn't that interesting? That's how that works. So noticing, identifying,
it changes your
energy. Changes my energy towards it, and I'm almost more forgiving or something of myself.
Yes.
That's a piece of it. And I'm able to look at it and say, wow, God, good girl. Right?
Yes.
Okay, so, and I think the addressing to has also, I've taken a step in addressing to it, I think. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Wow. Here we are, sitting here talking about that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm very happy. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thank you. You know how I get where I worry about my family if I don't talk to them for a few weeks? Susie, my sister Susie, you know, like you said, I'm well aware of the women of your family, including me. And we're Jewish, and we worry about fucking everything. And so anyway, Susie called me about 3 weeks ago. She has medication-related lupus, some rheumatoid arthritis, I think, in her hands, and she just feels like shit, and she's got sort of an immunity. Her ears are plugged. She's got many ears. So she was just hysterical crying, and work is hard, and she was. And so I stressed about her for 3 weeks, but I didn't call her. She didn't call me. I didn't call her, and I was going through my own stuff, and finally I called her, and she sounded amazing. She was diagnosed with that stuff, but she was freaked out, but she's losing weight, and she's starting to feel better, and she got new hearing aids that are working. It's hard for her to admit they're working, but they are working. And she, we had a really good conversation. I'm not saying she's healed, but I'm saying she's taking steps. She's taking Susie steps to make it work. And she's going to ask for a raise. She goes, I generated $2 million worth of business for that place last year, and I want a percentage of that. I said, oh, I just did the same thing. Go, girl. So, and this is what I remembered afterwards. And I don't know if I'm saying this right, but the thing that has kept me sane about my family all these years is what you say about if I stay focused on me and be the sapling, there's a very good chance that the people I love, the people that are in my life and the people that are in their lives, it'll ripple out.
Yes.
And I won't have to worry about them.
Yes.
That's a big deal to me. And I called my mother, same thing. I can't talk, I'm baking, goodbye. I went, okay, see ya. Anyway, so, yeah. That's all I actually got. And I kind of haven't released my last couple of sessions because I was in process, but I definitely want to release this one because I feel like I've given myself good information that I want to share. And I have.
And what did you research in relation to...
Oh, my book? Oh, yeah. So I looked up what people do if they want to give talks about what they're into. And one site led me to doing book readings. And then I thought, oh, yeah, I should have a book to read. I do have a book to read. I've always actually wanted to read my book. It's more like a play than a book. It's got dialogue in it. So anyway, I researched about the book reading, but it's kind of scary because I felt suddenly overwhelmed by that I don't have a book ready. Make appointments to do book readings. And also, I didn't research publishers too much because I don't want to go to Hay House. But I may have to if they'll take me. But once the book is edited, which is not going to be too long before I've cleaned it up, what I want to do in the research is send it out again like I did 14 years ago or 16 years ago and find a publisher that will publish it. I'd like to find someone who will publish it online. I don't want to self-publish. I don't think I do. Maybe it's unrealistic of me. But if I get it sussed out, first I'll get it sussed out on Kindle and find a way to promote it on Kindle and use it as a link. It's so much easier to share information now and start sending the link. To be honest, and maybe this is really not logical, or it's hard for me to think about the book being successful and me having to travel for it. It sounds exciting and it sounds fun. I don't want the book to be about me. The content of the book is about the person reading the book and taking the steps.
But that is
what I did, and people will want to.
But that is what you would be talking about.
Right, that's what I would be talking. Right, it's not about me, it's about you. Right, okay. Yes. And, you know, let me have the problem of being asked to fly somewhere and talk about my book. I think I'm a little nervous about being well-spoken enough, but I'm not afraid to talk in front of people at all. We know that. And I'm a little intimidated by, you know, subject matter's a little esoteric, but fuck it. I'm not. I'm just real. Part of me is very excited to do it. So I'm researching more, and I probably need to create a web page and get on Facebook and Twitter and do all these marketed things I'm learning, which I'm like a little overwhelmed at not knowing quite how to do that. But I think that's part of the way you promote books now is get a web page going on, get yourself on social media, and I'm gonna begin to commence to think about doing that. How does that sound?
Very well.
I mean, I'm a little nervous about it because it's new.
Yes.
And I genuinely can't imagine making money from the book, but I can.
Why?
It's too good to be true. Little lack. Ooh-hoo-hoo. You should say why more often. Evoke. Okay, fine. Never mind. Yeah, because I have a job. I need to stick to my job and not. Yes, you know, the sanctity and the security of my 9-to-5 job that I kind of dread going to every day. But anyway, yeah, I know. Leap of faith. We'll work on this part, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm a little nervous about it. It's new. Okay. Say something more. Ask me what you think. No. What? Never mind. I don't even know what to say. It's so overwhelming to me that the dream of my dream for the last 16 years could happen. That I, you know, I'm Jewish. Poo-poo.
Why would you not generate money for the book and for the speaking?
Wow. Why wouldn't I? Like, charge money for speaking engagements. Duh. Okay. Why wouldn't I? And include the plane fare.
You could.
I could. Wow. All right. Fine. Gotta lose 5 more pounds and go clothes shopping, I think. But don't tell anybody I said that. Okay.
Are you not worth it?
I am worth it. And it would be really fun and really natural for me to do it, to be honest with you. And it would be my thing. And I wouldn't be working for anybody but me. And can you imagine the sheer fucking joy of doing that? Bill Marshall, we could go on a speaking tour together. Anyway, all the kooky people that love Elias. Anyway, we'll start a network. Anyway, okay. Wow. Oh, just thinking about it makes me smile.
Excellent.
I know. Okay, well, okay. Maybe somebody will crawl out of the woodwork and help me make a website and... Yeah, maybe. Okay, you never know.
It is possible.
Yeah. Nuno, I'm rewriting my book. Don't put it on the new site yet. I'll have the upload for you really soon, Nuno. Anyway. Okay. I don't know. What else you got for me here? Congratulations.
Which I do express. Definitely.
Okay.
And when you go to work today, what will you do?
I will,
How will you be?
How will I be? I'll be focused on me and staying busy and not... And there's work I need to do, but it's also there's gaps where there's no work to do. But I need to be really present with myself and not get caught up in the I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to stay sane is mainly what I'm going to do and not I'm going to be me, schmooze around, be with people, do what I need to do. That's what I'm going to do. Any suggestions?
And when any other individual approaches you in any capacity that is uncomfortable, merely ask yourself, what is important?
What is important? And pull out my phaser?
If you choose.
I could shoot them with a no. Internally, of course. What is important? What is important? Just hit the... That book and the dream of making it happen, it hurts my heart because I want it so bad. And the dynamic between where I am today and where I want that, oh, that's what that future focus is. Okay, I'm coming. I'm going to be there in a minute. We're going to look back on these days. Yes. Yeah, okay, what is important? That's what I'll do.
as important as you're still breathing.
Yes, Polly is still breathing and being sparky. She has good days and bad days. Today, the tushy and the tail are wagging. I have been touching the walls in my house. Huh? I keep standing in the living room and remembering the raptors. I got snow tires. I brought them down, the old spring tires, put them in the basement, looked at my basement and went, this is my basement. I don't know. It's mostly good.
It's good to appreciate.
It is very good to appreciate. It's not good to push it when you don't feel like it, but when you want to appreciate, it's really good to appreciate. Okay, well, I'll see you soon.
Very well.
The soonness of you is like the dearness of you. It's so cool.
Very well.
Okay, my friend.
We shall be meeting soon.
I heard you, what you said. What is important?
Excellent.
Thank you.
And tremendous lovingness to you, as always. And forever.
Yeah, forever.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.